CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta right after we do the pre-net check-ins, and we don't have any Echolink stations, but we may have some new amateur radio operators. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, we have K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him M4IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest, KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, WD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, KQ4JSK, that is Kim and Tony. Where's Tony? I don't see him. Okay, Kim in East Asheville. He might be in here later. KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Granville. KO4RMM, that's Kurt in Granville. KG4PFI, that's Don. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont. KW4TS, that's Jim in Pelzer. KI5WLL, that's KA5WLL, that's Leroy and Taylor's. KI4LJG, that is Bob, and he is in River Falls. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. N4ASW, that's Tony, there he is. I wondered where he was. He came a lot later in the day. He's in Asheville, North Carolina. And KO4CEF, that's Andrew in Edmond. We appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-ins, and while we were doing that, we had somebody log into Echolink, so we're going to take Echolink stations now. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. I ain't talked to you in a while. Good to hear your voice. Last time I heard, I think you was having a little bit of trouble there. I think with the old ticker there, you got to take it easy there. But please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie Echo. That's KI4. KCX, this is Jerry. We're still hanging out in Gray Court. They don't throw us out yet. They think we might go somewhere else, so. But we're still hanging out in Gray Court, so just check me in and out tonight. Dave, glad to hear you calling in there. Thank you for doing it for us, and glad to hear you on the net. Just check us in and out tonight, and just saying your threes and hello to everybody on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4KCX. That is Jerry. He is in Gray Court. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. And all of that's taken care of. It's under control now, so appreciate you being with us. And hope all is going well with you. Stay warm. It's going to get cold out there and windy. Hopefully, one of the two will die down. We can take wind, we can take cold, but cold and wind, that's a bad combo. Anyway, Jerry, good to hear you back on the radio again. Let's see, do we have any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and are not quite sure about what the protocol is for checking into a net? Just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any brand new amateur radio operators out there now. I know I compile the FCC's database of operators about every week. There's a new database once a week and I compile it like right after it comes out. And it grows by 1 megabyte every time I compile it. 1 megabyte a week, more and more people are becoming amateur radio operators. So that is good news. The hobby is still growing. It's slow, but it's still growth. Let's see. Tonight is Saturday night, so we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with the group Alpha through Delta. If the first letter in your suffix begins with an A through a D and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check. check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
DJW. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you, everybody on the net.
For DJW. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Glenn and Graycourt, hello to you in the net. And, I'll stick around later for comments, if you don't mind. Thanks. Thanks for calling the net. Always good to hear you.
Before DJW, hey, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4 DJC, Jerry Anderson, negative and negative.
Yeah, that's a good group to start off the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. That control like to recognize KK4 DMW. That is Rick. Bringing with him KK4 ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And KM4 MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. And they're all in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello, and we do appreciate you guys checking in with us this evening. KB2 BYQ. That's Dave sounding as good as ever. And I'm from Easley this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're having a good weekend. KD2 BNG, that is Glenn over in Graycourt. I've got you down for comments, Glenn. We'll be back to you in a little bit. And N4 DJC, that is Jerry and Anderson. You're sounding good this evening, Jerry. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group pretty quick in one pass. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E. Through an H, would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
DW. Dave, please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November. KC4 EZN, Harry and Candler. I'll be negative negative tonight, Dave. Stay warm.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX, that is our Sunday night net control operator, Patrick, in Penrose, North Carolina. Be sure and stop again tomorrow night at the same time, same frequency, and check in with Patrick. I'm sure he would appreciate it, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. KC4 EZN, that's Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Hope to see you at the Waynesville Ham Fest, like was being sent out over the air here a couple of nights ago. Hope to see you again this year. Hope it won't be as cold or windy as it is now by that time. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Dave, please check in K4HNR, Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
JW. Sir, appreciate you holding the net for us tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. No traffic, no comments. Thanks for getting us together. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize K4HNR. That's Connor in Greenville. You're sounding good from Greenville this evening, Connor. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And one of our Saturday night net control operators, AK4HR, that's Mike. He's over in Simpsonville. You're sounding good as ever, Mike. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Minutes late. I just got through my group. I just got to look at the radio on. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. Doug and Walhalla, negative and negative, 73 to the net. Sorry for the late check-in.
Carl? good evening. If you would, please check in David Inesley, Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf. Again, David Inesley, KM4GZG, and I'll be in and out tonight, sir.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4AHO, that is Doug over in Walhalla. And Doug, no problem whatsoever as long as you're checking in. We'd rather you check in after your group or before your group or right in your group, whichever is convenient for you, rather than miss it altogether. So appreciate you being with us this evening. And KM4GZG, that's David over in Easley. Good to have you as tonight, David. You sounded good. Do appreciate you taking the time checking with us this evening. One last call, Echo Through Hotel. If you'd like to check into 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we do have another Echo Link station, so we're going to give them a chance to check in. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Check in KA4P2A. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen at Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no rag queue. KA4PQA.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen. Sounded good on the Echo Link as he normally does from Greenwood this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Let's see, we're going to move on along to the India Through Lima group now. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call that before DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James from Fonis Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Have you? Hope you and Miss Sam, you're doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see you at Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy, and good evening to all on the net.
4, DJW. Thank you for being here tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is so my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. I hope everybody has a good night and stay warm. 7-3.
4DJW. Please check in WW4JET. That's Whiskey 4. Juliet Echo Tango. Matthew here, Northern Pickens County. I'll be negative at negative tonight. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, that was the most excellent group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That is James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. You sounded good. And W4IOE, that is Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina, and he runs 14664 net, 14664, just a click or two up from where we are right now. He runs that on Sunday night at 8 o'clock, once a week at 8 o'clock. It has a PL tone. That PL tone is 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night before you check in with Patrick, 1 hour before you check in with Patrick on this net. And he will be there. They usually have a really good net. I'm sure you would have a good time, and I'm sure Sid would appreciate it. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You sounded good, Larry. Appreciate you being here this evening. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and we have you down for comments. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. And WW4JET, I like that call, Whiskey 4 Jet. That is Matthew. He is in Northern Pickens County. He's following the same protocol that Tommy follows in Southern Greenville County in PC versus SGC. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight. Matthew, hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Stay warm, stay out of the cold, and stay out of the wind. Appreciate you being here this evening. Do we have any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in KD4IOX, Kilo Delta 4, India Oscar X-ray, Hendersonville, North Carolina. Name's Leon, and good evening to everybody on the net. We'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KD4IOX, that is Leon in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leon. You sounded like you're sitting in the seat right next to me. Good to have you with us this evening. We got some pretty good propagation on this cold, windy night. usually the wind knocks out our propagation, but it's not doing it tonight. Let's see. We are in the India through Lima group. One last call. India through Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, moving on to the next group, Mike through Papa, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hello, Dave. This is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, Simpsonville, and I'll be checking out after your roll call. Hold.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That is Walt over in Emmett. Appreciate you being tonight, Walt. You're sounding good. That hard work you're doing on that articulating those words is paying off. Just want to let you know. Appreciate you doing that, and appreciate you spending some time with us this evening. And W4NTQ, that is Eddie. He is in Simpsonville. We are honored to have Eddie as our guest tonight. He is 99 years old. He's the oldest ham radio oldest in-service operating ham radio operator I know. Good to have you with us tonight. Eddie, it's our privilege to have you on our net. We do appreciate you taking the time to spend with us this evening and appreciate you hanging around to the end of the roll call. Let's see, do we have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
And N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet, and Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, please. Good evening, everybody on the net.
All right, net control, I'd like to recognize N4NLR, that is Jim from Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Jim. You're sounding good as well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And we'll bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. I would have to say thank God for South Carolina. I'm watching the football game in Kansas City, and on the field it's 27 below zero, Dave. And they can keep it. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. KK4TRJ. Leo and Capri, I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. Also my wife Rhonda. Her call is Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. We're both in the East Lee. Please check us in and out tonight, Dave. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
4DJW. Can you please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Okay, that's another good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That is Tom. He is my neighbor over here in Greer, just a stone's throw away from where I am. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. I was watching the same game with Amy. She's still in there watching it. And Kansas was whooping up on Miami. They were making them look bad. Boy, the way that little guy's cutting through there with those runs and, you know, getting first down every single time in the very beginning, it looked bad for Miami. I don't know what it's like now. But anyway, yeah, everybody's breath you could see in the air while they were breathing. That is cold. Glad to be at home watching it rather than out there in the crowd watching it. And tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, Tom. KK4TRJ, that is Bill. He's over in Cowpens. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, Bill. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And one of our recent additions to our net control operators, KC4SKD, that's Larry. He calls every other Friday night. Bring with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. There in Easley. You're sounding good tonight, Larry. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. You're sounding good as usual, Chris. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that'll bring us to the patient group for Saturday night. That is the Uniform Through Zulu group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. There's Tommy from southern Greenville County. Just like I was talking about, Matthew, he uses the same protocol you use. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You sounded good as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Let's see, that is the end of the alphabet, so we're going to go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
BW.
Everybody, please check in and out. KI4VLW Randy, KJ4CRL Linda, in Asheville.
BW. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KI4VLW, that's Randy. Bring with him KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda. They're up in Asheville. And you want to go to the Waynesville Ham Fest to see Randy and Linda. I'm sure they would enjoy having you there. They always put on a wonderful, wonderful ham fest up in Waynesville. So be sure and go up there. They're going to have theirs this year. KI4DOS, that's our Wednesday night net control operator and SwapNet master of all things SwapNet. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They are in Easley. Good to have you this night, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. And this is a first, Gary. You are the Wednesday night 50, you're number 50 tonight, so you have to go to your own net on Wednesday to claim the door prize, because you are your own net's door prize winner. Isn't it strange that it went that long before you became the winner of the door prize? But you're number 50, Gary. And again, tell Miss Joy we said hello. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Stay warm. And don't let that wind blow you around when you go outside. Good to have you with us this evening. All right, one more call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Again, Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah. I'll be in and out.
DJW, this is KJ4BKI, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack down in Rocky Hill. We'll say howdy and hello to everybody. Where's that Waynesville, when is the Waynesville Ham Fest?
Randy, are you still there?
KLW, our Ham Fest will be Saturday, July the 20th. Again, at the Firegrounds, we had to move it up a week because the week we usually have, it's booked up. But, again, Saturday, July the 20th, put it on the calendar, and hope to see a lot of you there. KI4VLW.
So, Wayne, does that answer your question? Were you looking for when or where?
Jack down in Rock Hill. I was going to ask that, but ask him a question. I heard y'all, I was on 20-3400. We got a net going on 10 meter, and I always check in y'all's, and I said, I got to check in. So I was just on the herd, and when came on about time y'all was talking about it, and you got off, so I didn't hear when or where. I heard where, Waynesville, but yeah, did not hear when. But and ask him a question. Appreciate it. Hey, you
All right, Jack, and sorry about calling you Wayne. Wayne was on my list before you were. That was my fault. You're perfectly readable into the repeater. Net Control, I'd like to recognize and thank you, Randy. Thank you, Randy, for throwing that out there. KQ4GIK, that is Wayne over in Etowah. Good to have you with us tonight, Wayne. And KJ4BKI, that's Jack in Rock Hill. And appreciate you asking the question, Jack, because if you wondered, it's probably other people out there that were wondering too. So you helped answer the question. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, look like that's going to wrap that up. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with a thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one up on the stump this evening is, I got to scroll on up a ways, KD2BNG Glenn, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
BJW, KD2BNG. Yeah, how you doing, Dave? Thanks for letting me check in. Let's see, what did I have to say? Okay. It's Saturday, so I'm continuing my series on what I'm calling Defense Against the Dark Arts. That term, obviously taken from the Harry Potter movies, one of the courses that Harry was required to take at Hogwarts was, you know, defense against the dark arts, basically black magic, you know, how to realize when these things are being used against you, how to defend against them. So, in this case, defense against the dark arts, let's talk about defense against propaganda, disinformation, and brainwashing. And last time I talked about the media and how the mainstream media basically turned into the niche media, and, you know, how disinformation propagates. But you know what I think? Let's go back now. Let's talk about conspiracy theories and cults. I decided to put these two subjects together because I think they're basically, in a lot of ways, related. Okay. What can we say about conspiracy theories? You know, how do they form, how do they arise, who believes in them? And, you know, first of all, let's talk about the damage they do. You know, most of them are harmless, but when you start to get into things like conspiracies involving election fraud or illegal voting or voter fraud, or the idea that somehow a free and fair election, by some means that even Penn and Teller can't figure out, was somehow stolen from the rightful owner. Now you're talking about conspiracy theories that are potentially dangerous because they potentially result in violence. So, okay, what are we dealing about? What are we talking about here? Well, for one thing, conspiracy theories in a lot of cases usually involve maybe some grain of truth, or at the very least they involve from a prominent person, like, let's say, Hillary Clinton, or Bill Gates, or somebody that you've heard of. Now, what causes people to believe, you know, all the strange things that we've, that a large percentage. Okay. Where was I? You know, what causes a large, substantial population, percentage of the population to actually believe in some of these things? Well, I think the first thing that you have to realize is that it's a way for people to explain random, unconnected, you know, essentially random events in terms of some sort of connection to some dark forces. Conspiracy theorists generally believe there's dark forces that govern the universe. You know, the world is controlled by an elite cadre of people that are able to manipulate events, manipulate the news media, manipulate all sorts of things. And so it's basically a way to seek, you know, order out of chaos. People don't want to believe that the universe is chaotic, so they have to explain it, if nothing else, in terms of these hidden, secret, dark forces that have reign over everything. Now, how does this start initially? Well, okay. I wasn't going to go there, but conspiracy theory thinking, I think, basically starts out. Okay. For many people, it starts in childhood. And, yeah, I'm going to go there. It basically starts with religion, which is the original conspiracy theory. And, you know, I know I'm on shaky ground here, at least with a lot of my this audience. But let's call out religion for what it is. Religion is basically the steadfast, unswerving, unshakable belief in things that aren't provably real. So it starts from the time we're knee-high to a grasshopper, and every Saturday or Sunday, they drag us to that synagogue or church or temple where we're basically taught to believe things that quite frankly strain the limits of credibility. You know, what is basically faith? But, you know, anyway, I'm not going to dwell on this too much longer because I'm already angering enough people. So, from an early age, we're primed, I think, to accept things that are unbelievable or barely believable or that strain our belief system or maybe even the evidence of our own senses. And it seems like sometimes the more convoluted the conspiracy theory is, the more it's believed, and the longer it actually sits, the more strength it gets, and the more it's debunked, the stronger it gets. So, I'm out again. All right, here we go. So, it stems first from a belief belief that the universe is somehow being controlled by dark, sinister forces. Also, I think it's people want to be, they don't want to be ordinary. They want to believe that they have some sort of special knowledge or special information that only they possess and that nobody else knows about. Oh, yeah, only I know the truth of the Kennedy assassination or the truth of this event or that event or some other event. It stems out of a belief, I think, that basically everybody is lying. And if everybody is lying, then there must be a greater truth somewhere. And it also stems out of what recently we've seen in, you know, distrust of institutions, distrust of government institutions, distrust of scientific institutions, distrust of history, you know. All right, well, so, You know, and there may be other psychological factors. You know, the mind always tries to make sense of things that are nonsense. So our brains are naturally wired to... try to seek out patterns in what are essentially random data. For example, the sound of a... Get off me, you lousy cat. The sound of an air conditioning compressor on a quiet, warm summer night, where if you listen long enough to the droning of the compressor motor, it kind of sounds like faraway voices, you know, speaking not quite distinctly. Or how the moon reflecting off the lake, you know, suddenly forms geometric patterns in the water. So we try to make sense of things that are essentially random, because that's part of what our brains do. And sometimes they see patterns in things that aren't actually there. I'm going to throw this cat through a damn wall, which is not going to be good for the cat. Anyway, yeah, there's 12 of them in here right now. But, so, it seems like, see, here's how you know you're dealing with what's probably a conspiracy theory, and it's a principle that's been known as Occam's Razor. The principle of Occam's Razor basically says that given multiple explanations for the same phenomenon, the simplest one is generally the correct one. So, you know, your guy lost the election because he sucked is a simpler explanation than there's some deep state conspiracy to rig votes in multiple states, multiple jurisdictions, you know, multiple voting machines, you know, in some way that even David Copperfield couldn't figure out. This elaborate conspiracy to rig votes where, you know, let's see, Italian satellites hacking into voting machines, or internet-connected thermostats hacking into voting machines and flipping votes around. A lot of it has to do with what we want to believe, our partisan biases, our preconceived notions, whatever. But think to yourself, does it pass the smell test? Is it reasonable? Is it the simplest explanation for the set of facts that you're currently looking at? And also, as I started to say, the more conspiracy theories are debunked, the more elaborate they get. Let's talk about, you know, the Apollo moon landings. Which all goes back to some guy by the name of Bill Kasich back in the 1970s, who was a documentary, who basically wrote a book called We Never Went to the Moon, which I suppose is a much better title, more provocative than, oh yeah, we totally went to the moon. And he points to, you know, inconsistencies and shadows of photos. And okay, you know, inconsistencies and shadows, you know, little tiny things that can be explained. But the more you buy into this, the more more elaborate the conspiracy has to get. Oh, well, they faked the communications between here and the space capsule. Oh, really? How did they do that? Well, let's see. They had a radio transmitter rebroadcasting telemetry or something. Well, actually, there's an article about this on AARL website. This one ham radio operator who received signals from the moon that had the proper, you know, when the antenna is turned toward the moon, I receive the signals. When I don't, It's not. And the signals have the proper time delay, so the signals definitely came from the moon. I'm sure they'll explain that by saying, oh, they had to put a radio repeater on the moon. Or 40 years later, when Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter actually photographed the LEM descent stages on the moon. Oh, well, those things must have been put there. Oh, so in other words, to fake the moon landing, we actually had to go back to the moon. We had to go to the moon in the first place. So the more elaborate the conspiracy comes under attack, the more elaborate it has to become in order to remain self-consistent.
Okay, Glenn. I'm going to make sure I got it here. Hang on just a second. Okay, Glenn. I made some notes while you were talking, and I'm going to convey them to you, and then I'm going to give you an option to call me on the phone if you want to. First thing is, I didn't watch any Harry Potter, so any reference you make to Harry Potter, I don't know anything about. Second thing is, when you use emotion and empathy at the same time, you have to be really careful because you start sounding like the group of people that you are putting down. I'm going to say that again so you can catch on to that. When you involve emotion and empathy, you start to sound like the group that you were putting down, and you're there. You're at that place right now. Second thing, being an architect, I was taught that you need to know your audience. And this isn't the audience for what you're doing at this moment right now, right? This audience doesn't like that. They don't care for it. The third point is, you know, at some point in time, easy isn't what you're looking for. And that's not where I am. Right now, easy is what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for what you're doing at this moment. And the fourth thing is, if you want to blow off steam, you have my cell phone number. You can call me. Okay, I'm going to continue on with the net, and I'm going to request that you don't do that on the net anymore going forward. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Dave, KO4QOD.
I certainly appreciate what you just said. My opinion only, he needs to get out of Harry Potter, get out of the dark side, and get into good old KJB to see the light before it's too late. So I will step back and let you have it again.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KQ4NHB. That's Danny and Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Danny. Hope you're doing well and do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next on the stump this evening is KK4JBQ. Larry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW and the net. This is KK4JBQ. Well, good evening, Dave. Quite a wind-up for the evening. You made some awfully good observations. I'd like to add one, which is something with that we all should be aware of and practice, and that is identifying our station every 10 minutes. That's a rule we all follow. That's a common thing that we all should respect. I don't want to go any further, but I hung in there. I hung in, and I hear what you're saying, Glenn. We all heard what you said. And you have every right. But to proselytize like that Dave was perfect on the nose, and that is to understand your audience. Whenever you speak, you have an audience. And this is a big one. This is a huge audience. There are people out there in the weeds, we used to say, who will never acknowledge that they're listening. And some of them are minors. This is something else that should be observed. But anyhow, Good evening, Dave. I have an issue regarding a Mac computer. I think you have experience on Mac, and I'll go further with my question if you assure me that you do have a Mac and you use it. I'm sure if you do, you're better on it than I am. KK4JBQ.
So the later Macs, because of their underlying operating system, yeah, I've got a lot of experience with Unix, and that their underlying operating system is Unix. The earlier Macs, before they switched to Unix for an underlying OS, I know nothing. My sister had one, and I used it for a few minutes in her office one time, and I gave it back to her. I said, enough of this. I can't relate to their interface, because I was used to VAX VMS. When I started, it was VAX VMS, and then it went to distributed systems and Unix, and that's where I've been ever since. So Windows PC and Macintosh, the user's interface, I use them because I have to. I don't use them because I want to. Unix and Raspberry Pis that run Unix operating system and stuff like that, and old Dell computers that I switched over from Windows to Unix, I enjoy working in that. I enjoy doing that. I don't enjoy Windows or Macs, their user interface, but I do have exposure to them. Let's put it that way, Larry.
Well, that puts me in a certain place. I appreciate that, and I just let it slip my consciousness that you're you're a different kind of user. I don't do any programming. I used to. I took several college classes in programming and just it made my head swim. You probably know people like that who can't put the kind of time in that's necessary to learn to love it. Maybe that's how it is. I use it, goodness, as an appliance, you know, to get work done, to create a document, to take a document and filter it, to do this particular thing that I'm trying to do. I'm ripping some music from cassette tapes, trying to digitize them because cassette tapes are long in the tooth, and the machines that you can get are long in the tooth. And combine those things, and you won't realize a great deal of success, and certainly you can't make too many mistakes before the material you're working with is no longer working for you. With that said, you're probably aware, maybe people who don't use a Mac that often are not, but the program that I used years ago, iTunes, was retired, and Music, an application to replace it, was offered to the public. And roughly at the same time, CD or DVD drives were omitted from the appliance, the Mac itself. That signals that, you know, things have changed. I appreciate that. By the way, this is KK4JBQ with W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So I just want to do that, maybe and edit it a bit. I can use another program for that, but GarageBand is a little beyond me, which allows you to edit sound files. But other programs are easier for this purpose, at least. So I also have some CDs. So I have to go to an older Mac to play the CD and rip it. That is to copy the material that's on it for my own private use, so it's legal enough. and I'm just having trouble. And I admit that I'm probably, you're not an appliance user yourself in the sense that I am. So maybe I'm asking the wrong fella. What do you say? KK4JBQ.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So I did, I was in a position, the same kind of position you were in. I had all kinds of CDs all the way back to where CDs first came, to when they replaced 8-track tapes. And I had a ton of them. I had a whole rack of them. And I was just carrying them around when we would move. I'd move that big old rack, and my wife would want me to get rid of those things. So one time, at one point in time, I did download, I did some research. I did some Googling. And I found a program, and I don't know what the name of it was now, but I ripped every one of my CDs into audio files. And they were pretty big, and they came out as WAV files. And WAV files are huge. So then I found Audacity and Lame. And what that allowed me to do, because I'm a programmer, I just wrote a program that read through that directory for every file that was in that directory. It read it, and it built, it constructed the command to convert it from WAV to MP3. And then I just made all my MP3s, and I used that program that you're talking about. I learned the file structure of iTunes, and I created a iTunes folder, and I dumped all of my music from the 70s till I quit listening to music, right? At some point in time during my career, I quit listening to music like I did when I was younger. And so all of that music in that time span, I dumped it all to hard drive, and it moves from one hard drive to another as I get new computers. So I've got like several backups of it on other hard drives. And it is in the form of iTunes, and iTunes does run on a PC. So I don't know if that, maybe music has a file structure that you can do the same thing, but that's how I solved that problem. Audacity is really good. I don't know if you've ever used Audacity, but I even see in videos that I'm watching other people using Audacity, and on some, like on NCIS, we got on a binge of NCIS at one point in time, and I saw their computer desktops, and I saw Audacity on their computer desktop. So that's kind of a popular one. Have you heard of that?
KK4JBQ saying that Audacity is a big friend of mine. It's quite visual, showing you sound as a waveform. So taking out silent portions that you just, you know, it just wastes time and wastes space. But also to compress the sound file, or to normalize the sound file, making everything within that one file at one sound level, rather than being very quiet, very loud. So I like it. I haven't been able to devote enough time for experience to use it in a slick way. I struggle with it. It's very complicated, but very powerful. I like Audacity. So, anyhow, that's what I'm up to. That's what I spend a good deal of time with. And I do admit that the energy I'm putting toward this is for nostalgic reasons. I realize that the equipment to play those, especially what I have on cassette tape, which is the most precious to me. Back when I was, this would be the 90s, there was a radio station at the university that aired a program called the Folk Sampler. And I was raised on folk music. I played folk music on my guitar. I was nuts about it. And this was the Folk Sampler, the name of the program, did just that. It sampled folk music, just a very wide sampling of folk music, people I'd never heard of. And so I listened to music that I hadn't been exposed to, and I was crazy about it. And the artists who did it, I recorded it on cassette tape. It's what I had at the time. Pretty decent recording. But I know it can be improved, and certainly it can be preserved to digitize it. Probably have several hundred of those tapes. Each one of them has a program or an aired program or two on it. So it's going to be a big job, but I just want to do it for myself, maybe. I got no one to pass it on to, but just myself. To be retired is to have a lot of time on your hands. And if you can do something with a purpose that pleases you, I think it goes a long way to keep your head in the right place. Anyway, Dave, thanks for the tips you gave, and we have a similar history and went in different directions with our use of a computer. I respect what you do, and I admire what you do. However, I'm at a place where I really can't understand. When you say that you have programmed existing applications, written a program to automate it, I suppose, and have it do tricks to shorten your time or to increase the productivity, therefore, that's beyond me, you know. So I suppose I'm saying I admire the ability to do programming. Can't get my head in there, though. Anyhow, thank you for your time, and for anyone else still listening, thank you for being there as well. It's been an evening to remember. This is KK4JBQ, and I'll turn it back to you, Dave. Thanks one more time. Thank you for being here and bringing us together. 73.